The Vermont Garden Journal is made possible by Gardner Supply, offering earth-friendly and innovative solutions for gardens and landscapes in Burlington, Williston, and gardeners.com.
I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. I have to admit, I'm not much of a lawn guy. Some homeowners relish the challenge of creating a lush green lawn devoid of creeping Charlie, dandelions, and other weeds. But me? Well, I'm happy if it stays green all summer, regardless of what's growing. Most gardeners are somewhere in between about their lawn. Just take a look around your neighborhood and you'll see a range of interest in lawn care. Whatever your interest, spring is the time to do some lawn maintenance. One of the first chores is aerating the lawn. You can rent a commercial aerator or, in a small lawn, just use an iron fork and poke holes in the grass every few feet. Aeration loosens up the soil so air, water, and fertilizer can reach the roots. It's imperative for compacted lawns. For lawns with bare spots or dead areas due to Fido's winter bathroom breaks, top dress with compost. Add a thin layer and rake it in, then sow with lawn grass seed. This will help build up the grass's root system, and a healthy root system means a thick lawn with less weeds. While the temptation to fertilize is strong in spring, if you usually fertilize only once a year, it's better to do it in the fall. You'll get better grass root growth and less flush of top growth compared to a spring application. If you do fertilize, choose an organic product with no phosphorus in it and never apply any fertilizer within 20 feet of a stream or body of water to reduce pollution. If forsythia is still blooming where you live, apply corn gluten organic herbicide now to kill germinating crabgrass seeds. Don't apply the herbicide to newly seeded lawn since it kills all germinating seeds. And now for this week's tip. If you want to try something different in the veggie garden this summer, how about peanuts? A listener in Heartland mentioned she's grown these southern favorites for years with good success. I'm going to give them a try. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about spirea. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.